Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Before we start today's show, I gotta let you know, we have incredible merch like these hats, these hoodies, and many other items available at podcastmerch.com. That's right, you too could dress like me and the international superstar Zach Amico.
And isn't that what you want? When you want to be a fashion-forward member of society, who do you think of other than me and Lewis?
I'm telling you right now, podcastmerch.com is the place to go. Go there right now and grab some incredible, real-ass podcast merch. All right, let's start the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my last thing, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right. We're back. It's your favorite morning podcast, the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, international superstar, my own personal Piggly Wiggly. Zach Amico's here. Whoa. Can we do me a favor, guys? Let's do me a favor. Just moving forward, let's fix it so the wire and the fucking pad doesn't crackle like a fucking psychopath every time. That's crazy.
No one likes crackling on the radio.
Now I'm hearing buzzing as well. Is that buzzing showing up? There we go. I fixed it. No, I fixed it. Don't worry, Dylan. You didn't have to come over here and fucking shuffle your little skinny bitch body next to mine. Relax. We're good. What's up, Piggly Wiggly?
I took an edible last night that really got a hold of me.
Yeah?
Oh, I can't shake it.
You shake it. Shake it.
I was seeing molecules when I woke up this morning.
Okay. What do you mean seeing molecules?
Like, I was seeing into things. I was really gone.
Does anybody ever do this when they get high? Like, sometimes you'll be sitting there, and then in your peripheral, you'll see, like, almost like... The best way to describe it is like a little bug made of air just starts crawling up in your peripherals or like down or like sideways.
No, but now I'm not going to ever not see that. So thank you.
The only way to describe it, it's like imagine like a
raindrop on a window.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking a little bug made of air, but that water. I mean, water is actually a better description.
A bug made of air. Like a bug, but it's not solid and it's not air. If only.
Do you get that? Like the raindrops on the windshield?
I get 100 little tiny ants walking around in circles, like little dark, but then sometimes they flash, little tiny, like 100 of them at a time.
Are they made of air?
Could be, dude. I haven't taken a sample yet.
I'm just saying,
I haven't,
dude,
snatched one out yet.
Those fucking air bugs, they're out there, guys. Be careful. We have an incredible show planned. Very happy to have back on the show 2 weeks in a row. Holy shit. Ladies and gentlemen, you know them both from the Dad Meat podcast. It's Mike Rainey and Tim Butterly.
What's Thank up? You for having
put up, put up,
put up. Oh, and then a drop doesn't work?
Oh, my gosh.
What is this?
What is this?
I don't know.
What is
this? This is how you do that. You know what? I was wondering why we were back so fast. The fucking station's falling apart.
I don't hear it. It's not. Oh, because this isn't plugged in anymore.
Oh my god, dude.
Why am I? Yeah. Where am I hearing the blame Shannon from? Look.
Oh my god.
It's coming out of the computer. No,
it's coming out of the iPad. It's coming out of the speakers on the iPad.
It's not even an iPad. It's a Samsung.
So
what's going on here, man? Are we in decline?
We were supposed to test this morning. They were supposed to test it. What a fucking... I listened to Shannon say, hey, Dylan, go test the soundboard.
That's a poor kid Christmas gift.
Wow. Wow. I almost bought my son one of these because like, I bought him a fucking $1,500 drum set and it was his birthday and the plan was to buy him an iPad. I was like, I'm going to buy him a fucking iPad. I'll buy him a shitty pad. Simple as that. He's going to give me a little shit $80 fucking Samsung pad and he didn't even get that. He didn't even get that. What's going on? Is that working? You're taping it before he even presses the button. The blame Shannon is not working. What are you taping? You're taping nothing.
So are we, technically, right now.
Oh, man. We should just start over.
I can't. We almost should. We almost should. I hate you so much.
No, it could be technology. It could be this.
This seems like it would have been super easy to test before we went on the air. You know?
Just go fix it, Dylan. Get out of my face. Get out of my hair.
I knew this was going to happen.
I
know. He said, what hair, but quietly.
He quietly said under his breath, what hair?
The hair on my balls.
You fucking dumb bitch.
Yeah,
asshole hair.
We came in, we saw Dylan shaving his pussy into a landing strip, and time would have much been better spent fixing this fucking studio. Pussy looks great, but man, is this a
real
shit.
Gorgeous puss on this guy.
Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. The Dylan Sucks mug is coming to the store. It's going to the Mother's Day sale of all Mother's Day sales. Get your mom a Dylan Sucks mug or a Dad's Cum mug, which I'm very excited about this.
That should be two sides.
Dylan Sucks, Dad's Cum. That's just one sentence. Oh, look. All right. Let's go. Let's get it going. All right. We're here. Real Ass Podcast. I'm in a great mood. Great fucking mood. Nothing
you're
can
shake this mood. You're too relaxed off the CBD.
I did smoke some
CBD. I've never seen someone have this reaction to a fake drug before.
Dude, first of all, you shut the fuck up.
I feel relaxed too.
Relax. Cushy Dreams rules, and it's not a fake drug. Even though it's funny, as I posted like a little just tweet for them because I've been smoking CBD because I quit smoking weed. But I went back to smoking weed for like 2 weeks and then I quit again because I was like, I'm just acting stupid as shit. I have no energy. Yeah. I'm not motivated.
The time periods are also so short that you didn't quit or start again. You just never stopped.
Yeah, it was. I'm smoking weed right now.
Yeah.
So I posted a little thing saying, I've been using Cushy Dreams, which is true. It wasn't even an ad. I legitimately was just posting that I did it. And then somebody responded. See if you can find this, Shannon. It's Dweeds, the Dave Chappelle, the Chappelle Show skit. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. I remembered the skit completely, but forgot it existed after I started working with all these CBD companies. But they're just describing CBD bud. It's fucking hilarious.
He predicted the future, basically.
He's honestly a seer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's why they're trying to silence him. They're worried what he's going to reveal next.
In fact, while Shannon's pulling that up, why don't we get some plugs going? And then we're going to really just get the show fucking moving. It's going to be a good one today. I have a couple crazy stories. It's going to be a wild one.
It better be good.
I have the fact that I'm not saving this story for Legion of Skanks shows how much I respect this show. Because these guys would fucking, they'd love this one. This one is a brutal one. This was top, it's Lewis being Lewis to the extreme. So...
sounds like your mantra, by the way.
Lewis being Lewis.
To the extreme. I think it's going to catch on. People like it.
Did you knock out a cancer kid?
that's what you think black Lewis being cancer Lewis kid. Is. I unplugged the black cancer kid's machine. Mike Rainey, what do you got to plug?
I'm excited. Tim and I are making our return to stand-up this Tuesday at Helium in Philly.
Amazing.
Yeah, I can't fucking wait for
Is that Shane's show?
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And as always, Dad Meat Podcast, man.
Very cool.
Yeah, check out this Sunday's Dad Meat. We're officially brave sex workers now. We were paid U.S. currency to fuck robots.
Okay.
And we're going to fucking break it down for everybody.
I love it. That sounds fucking hot as shit.
Yeah, it feels pretty cool.
Anything else to plug, Butterly?
And then, check out my Twitch, twitch.tv/TimButterly. I think everybody that's going to check it out has checked it out. I've gotten a million followers from plugging it on here. So thank you very much.
They love you. I love you. You show up in my live chat. I show up in your live chat. We have a whole fucking little
Everyone
Twitch
feels
world.
So engaged.
Yeah.
It's great.
Hell yeah. Zach Amico.
Just check out all the shows. Bye, guys. Thursdays at 11 a.m. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show. Fridays at midnight.
Very cool. March 26th, I'll be in Fairfield, Connecticut. I just posted the link up on my my Instagram page, so go grab tickets for that as well. Lots of other dates coming up. Vegas, Cleveland, Florida. I'm going to be all over the fucking place this summer. Zach Amico's coming to a lot of these gigs with me. Also bringing out Colin Terrell. We're going to bring out fucking Ian on some of these dates, Mike Cannon on some of these dates. The Louis J. Gomez I Need Better Comics Than Me to Open For Me tour is coming to a city near you. So it's going to be quite the fiasco, as they say. If you guys love the show, you can get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast live and in one place. Not live. You get every Shannon, edit all of this. You get every episode of the Real Ass Podcast all in one place, gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use that promo code RAP. You get the entire on-demand library for this show, plus my three other shows on the network, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me with the Count Michael Bisping, and now Gomez Watches Seinfeld, where me and my sister recap. With the cunt Michael Bisping. Oh, no, the cunt my sister. Okay, the Count and the Cunt. They should just do their own podcast, the Count and the Cunt. That'd be incredible. Me and my sister break down another episode of Seinfeld in order. We just did season 2, episode 2. So we're next week we're on episode 3 of season 2. Very excited. What would Luis J. Gomez do in Jerry Seinfeld's place? I handle life very differently than Jerry Seinfeld. Okay? So do that. Also, you guys can subscribe to my Twitch, twitch.tv/PRRattlesnake, which has been fucking killing it. I'm giving away $300 on the first Friday of March. So make sure you're in that live chat and you're subscribed, because free cold hard cash. When does that happen? It's called the Luis J. Gomez stimulus package. Hell yeah. Fuck, you waiting for that fucking $800 or $1,200 or how much did they give you?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Waiting on nothing. Might as well just be on Twitch. Fucking
yeah, dude.
Gambling on receiving $300.
Tim and I are relegated to fucking machines for money.
Yeah, dude. You think I'd be fucking robots for money if I was getting my stimulus checks? This is dark.
It's dark
this
shit.
This is a dystopian society. If I'm forced to fuck robots that could easily chop my dick off.
That's true. I fucked a robot last night. I'll tell that story in a minute.
Hell yeah.
Fucked a robot. I really did. I mean, not technically, but it was a suck machine.
I feel like technically is the only way to fuck a robot.
Yeah. Yes, it's true.
That passionately?
Yeah.
So, yeah, go to my Twitch channel. Also, what else am I plugging? What else? Anything else? Oh, yeah, the merch. Podcastmerch.com. You can get all the Real Ass Podcast merch. The pink hoodies are gone. You guys slept on that shit, but you can get this Legion hoodie, to be honest. This is embroidered up until Sunday. Anyway, I'm just going to put it out there. All right, Shannon, that's all I had to plug.
Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is. Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts, and have some of the best podcast guests on the planet.
Who are some recent guests, Shannon?
Mike Rainey and Tim Butterly.
Wow. Wow.
It's not her words, not ours.
But we've also had Russell Peters, Andy Dick. We've had amazing guests. Luis J. Gomez, Zach Amico.
You fat whore.
No, I wanted a dramatic pause.
That was a couple weeks ago.
I wanted a dramatic pause there.
What the hell was that? She named fucking...
Started at the top.
She named everybody, and then she got into some dorks.
I saved the best for last. Okay. Luis J. Gomez.
Okay. All right. So, I had quite the morning. Now, I once again, my biggest trigger in life is running late. If I'm running late for something, it really fucking triggers me. And you guys know I run late for everything. So this is why I'm in this constant state. I haven't even calmed it. What happens is I get myself angry and fucked up and crazy because I've been late for something. And my anger level never even gets to be back down to normal before I'm late for another thing and it rises back up. So it's a constant expansion of anger. So I'm angrier right now than I ever have been. And I will continue to get angrier and angrier. It's never actually going to go down. It's sort of a crazy formula for my lunacy. So
have you ever tried just being on time? Like try to be on time once and see if it resets it.
Where's the fucking board? Where's the soundboard? I need to throw an angry metal song right in his fucking face right now. For the disrespect. Yeah,
I had that removed. I told Dylan, listen, I'm going to start throwing hammers early. I need anything he can hurt me with away from his reach. And if he asks you to bring anything dangerous into the room, you leave it out there.
Yeah, doggy. Obviously, I've thought about being on time.
Okay.
My other little thing that I like being just on time.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing better in the world.
The most efficient man in the world.
Yes, dude.
Not a wasted second in my day. Yes. Hold on, I'm 15 minutes late. I'm gonna tank the rest of my day because I'm not gonna waste a second before it's time to start.
You're literally get out of my head.
Dude, I won't piss before I leave places because I'm like I'm leaving with the perfect amount of time. So I end up late and almost piss my pants everywhere I go in my life.
I got mad at my girlfriend because we were leaving Texas and it's like a fucking snowstorm, and it was the last day we were there, and I called the Uber. And it was 8 minutes away. She was sleeping. She was still sleeping. I called the Uber. And I was like, babe, get up. We have 8 minutes to be outside. She's like, who lives their life that way? Who just gets up and fucking calls? I hadn't even packed yet. What I do is I look at it. I was like, 8 minutes. I was like, I can do that. And then I hit it. And I go, that's a timer now. I got to be packed and fucking out in 8 minutes. And it is the most efficient way to live my life.
It is so stressful.
Yeah.
Dude, we heard an Airbnb and I watched him call an Uber with 4 minutes away, all his shit still on the floor, and he started to pack a bowl.
He's not even exaggerating.
Dude, like,
That's when I think about being on time when I'm high. High and late. I'm like, damn, dude, imagine being
traveling with Lewis is just 24 straight hours a day of bump.
I think this is a compliment.
It's so stressful.
When it goes well, when it goes right, one out of every seven or eight times that I leave my home, when it actually goes right, and I just slide out the door, slide into that Uber, walk right in here, 10:59 a.m., sit down, Shannon hits the music. Do you know how good it feels?
Yeah.
Okay, you know how, like, every bad comedy special used to start with the comedian, like, walking through New York City.
Yeah, he's trying to live in
they
that.
Go through yeah. a back
they
door
didn't actually
and they
do
walk
that.
Right on stage. That's how Lewis arrives for comedy shows.
You know they film that.
Just gets in a fight with a homeless guy all the way there.
He's like dancing and pointing to people as he walks down yeah. the street.
Lewis is literally walking in like shaking snow off in June and he jacking up and gets on stage.
You're watching the intro to the special, like, is he going to eat that entire fucking hot dog?
Talking, that is literally how I live my life.
And I'm so early for everything.
It is
I spend 45 minutes on every task sitting going, Lewis will be down here in a second.
It is so satisfying. It is like, you know, you watch those like compilations on YouTube where it'll just be like, you know, somebody like.
It'll drift into a parallel parking space.
Yeah, yeah. Or just whatever. It's just a bunch of satisfying. In fact, pull up a nice satisfying compilation on YouTube, Shannon. Why not? But that's
become shots.
It's just so satisfying. Mm-hmm. It's fucking ooh.
You're
I
chasing
really...
the dragon. It's rare. It's not supposed to happen every time.
But it feels better than it feels bad. You know what I'm saying? Like all the other times it doesn't add up.
You sound
up
like to... a gambling addict, actually.
It does not give
an issue.
Are you saying the highs are worth the lows?
Yeah, yes. You're addicted to comedy special this intro.
Look at this. Oh, that is satisfying. Hmm? Hell yeah. Look at this child's body.
What
are we watching, Shannon?
What is this?
This is a satisfying comp. I'll skip it. Oh, there
let's
we
see.
Go.
Hold on. Let's
there
see.
We go.
That's pretty great.
Look
at
that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'd slurp some of that, honey.
Yeah, dude. That's cum.
Oh, yeah, man.
It's bee cum. Jerking their stingers.
Yeah, bee cum.
Is that what honey is? Is that bee cum?
Yeah. This is robot cum.
I can easily be convinced that.
Oh, that's also yeah.
Give me that
part made of.
That's what the Seinfeld Bee movie was about.
Is it drawing a dick? That's a robot dick it's drawing. Whoa. This is turn this off, Shannon. Come on.
That's robot porn.
Fuck.
Wow.
That wasn't that satisfying. If he wouldn't have knocked any of the bottles over, oh, it's kind of satisfying the way it ended. Ooh. Okay, what? I got it. We got it. Yeah. We got it. I don't know what this is. This is what Asian people do with
that
their
is
lives.
Satisfying. They're going to show like an abortion of a lady getting rid of a kid with Down syndrome.
I also have that Dave Chappelle video if you want to see that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, please.
When the baby was born, I promised Karen I'd quit smoking, but I didn't know how.
Well, that's when a friend of mine recommended Odweeds, the first brand of marijuana with no THC. So it's like O'Doul's, but for weed.
Now I can get that full reefer aroma without any of the guilt.
This was me this morning.
That's so funny, because if you release this now, I'd be like, yeah.
Okay. It's CBD, dude. You're healing yourself. Yeah. You're getting your body back into homeostasis,
dude,
Dave Chappelle.
I'm sorry, I want to reduce my inflammation. why is that? Oh my God.
I got a lot of anxiety. I don't know really why you're...
This wow, pretty insensitive, buddy. Girl,
yeah, that's fucking, yeah, it's very funny. Very funny. Shout out Dave Chappelle. I know
yeah, check him out, guys.
He's out there. He's listening.
Check out Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, have you guys heard of Dave Chappelle? Have you guys heard of him? So, this morning, my son's mother yesterday left for Mexico. She's gone for good.
Talking about B-Cum. Really?
Yeah. And a boyfriend going to Mexico. Not bad.
Nice. God damn it. Wow. Look at you. Look what's happened. Now it's buzzing.
Man, somebody's going to have to get a new cell phone.
I knew this, dude. That was exactly what I thought was going to happen. People were going to be like, waterly and rainy again. And you're going to be like, I promise it's going to be good. And now the show's a disaster. People
no.
Blame us. They're
gonna
We've
say, been crushing
it,
dude. That opening bit about. That opening bit so far has been incredible. It's been one of the funniest things that's ever done on podcasting
history. I need consistency, dude.
You're good, dude. You got this. Don't worry. This is all going to be edited perfectly. Nobody will even see any of this part.
People we think
the
right
idiots that subscribe live, the 325 people watching live, they're morons.
They're hating it right now.
I don't know. Shannon, my mic's cut, right?
You know what? I'm going to jump in the live chat. Yeah.
The dumbest fucking people of all time. The people that subscribe to Gas Digital.
They're here at 11 a.m.
Fucking
morons. On a Wednesday.
Get a
life. They have nothing else to do.
I'll talk to the chat, dude. You guys sort out the fucking the bugs. Let me see what's up with my boy.
The air bugs? Yeah. They're there. Even with the CBD, they fucking show up. They trail a little bit.
Shut
they're fucking
up, dude.
They're out there, I swear.
Do you mean bees?
Bees are just coming in my peripherals nonstop.
Bee is also coming with her boyfriend peripheral.
Come on, right now. Come on, his name is not peripheral.
There we go. I'm in the fucking chat. What's
up? I'm gonna buzz.
Oh shit! You're in the chat. I'm in the chat too.
Yeah,
I'm
dude.
In the
cut
chat.
The, dude, cut the cameras. I'm just gonna go in the chat.
Let's do.
Oh, dude,
the
your fucking site.
In
the chat disappeared.
Oh, look at that, dude!
What the fuck,
you
man?
To, you know what? Have you tried to update your
iOS
operating system?
No, dude.
That's our first go-to with everyone that complains about Gas Digital.
Shit needs does this have a dedicated app?
All right, look, everyone,
what's going
fucking
on?
Chill. You know we don't,
shit
and
needs,
you're making me say it out loud.
Do I know that? No.
All right, doggy, listen.
A fucking app. There we go.
Doggy, focus.
Oh, wait, I'm turning the chat off. I'm not sending it. Sorry.
Oh, that's so funny. Everyone's being like, that's not Lewis. We're watching him. You guys know there's like a 30-second delay, right? It's not. They are idiots.
This
Shannon actually
live.
Cut my mic for this. They are the dumbest people in the fucking world. I can't even handle it. It's ridiculous. Okay, real quick, we got to take a quick break and thank our brand new sponsor, Black Buffalo. BlackBuffalo.com is the website. And if you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys love to dip tobacco, pouches or long cut, you got to try this tobacco alternative called Black Buffalo. It's everything that you love about dipping, including the pharmaceutical grade nicotine, just without the actual tobacco leaf or stem. It's dip literally made out of edible green leaves and a simple list of ingredients with the same taste and texture as traditional tobacco products. So there's no compromise on your experience. Zach, you're chewing it right now.
Yeah, people watch show know I dipped for a long time trying to get away from it, and I like it. It's got a good taste to it. It does have the bite of a dip, and you don't got to spit. Nobody wants you to sit next to you with your fucking spit cup.
Oh, so you don't got to spit this?
No, it just said it's edible flat. It's
ooh, fun. So what do I do? I put it in my lip?
Yeah.
My top or bottom?
I put it in the top because that's where snooze goes.
Who does the bottom?
You can do it either. It doesn't matter.
Hey, y'all. My name's Louis J. Gomez, and I'm dipping some tobacco.
You feel it, right? The second you put
some
it in.
Nicotine. I'm getting lightheaded, actually. Wow.
It'll get you, yeah.
Wow, I'm pretty fucked up, man. No, it does feel good right there. It feels like I've shoved gum between my tooth and lip. That's fun. It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's not bad. You can just swallow the whole pouch when you're done with it.
Yeah. No, I would spit the pouch out when
okay.
you're done with it.
Fuck it.
I wouldn't spit
the whole pouch.
I would eat the pouch.
You know what, dude? Eat the pouch. I'm going to tell the fans right now, eat the pouch. Why not?
It's edible.
Is it? I don't know. Actually, don't eat the pouch. That should be their slogan. Don't eat the pouch. Because when they put
Black
edible,
Buffalo, don't eat the pouch.
When they fucking put edible in the description, it's going to make people want to eat these pouches. I was about to just pop two or three of them and start chewing them. Also, I think spitting's kind of a fun part of it.
Do you dip it or are you a burn victim?
I don't know what's happening. Listen to me. Right now, all you got to do is go to
Fire Marshall Gomez.
Go to blackbuffalo.com, BlackBuffalo.com, and it's available in long cut and short and pouches. Use the promo code REAL25 at checkout for 25% off your first order on blackbuffalo.com. Okay, go there right now. Support them. They support us. And I love it. This is my new thing right now, baby boy. Yeah, I'm not spitting. All right, where were we? So, okay. This morning, I'm on full-time dad duty now, which sounds, it's almost like, you know, sort of like, shitty to dads who are just always full-time dads. Like, you guys are full-time dads.
Yeah,
they're called dads.
Yeah.
Yeah. you're adding a player.
What do they call it where you don't leave him somewhere for days?
It's like, yeah. You know, when you don't leave him at a gas station.
But no, you guys are technically, okay, you have 50% of the responsibility, even though you're with your wife, that is... You put on your wife, and to be honest with you, you probably even put more than 50% of the responsibility on your wife, and you get to just fucking be dads and chill and work and do your thing. Me, I'm literally 50-50 with my son's mother. I take him 50% of the time. She takes him 50% of the time. Plus, I give this bitch child support.
You're lucky.
And not a little bit. I have him half the time. Mm-hmm. I spend more money on food. I never cook. I order out every time. Mm-hmm. I'm doing more than B, is what I'm saying. So you guys can't look down on me. Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Maybe.
doing more.
Not right now, you're not.
Come on.
Yeah, man.
She's a busy bee.
She's in fucking Mexico with her boyfriend now.
You, which is you should count your lucky stars that you have any custody. They usually yank it out from under guys like you.
They would. Well, that was something that she would threaten with years ago. When we first broke up, she was like, I can just move with
him. How'd you get her to stop? Did you threaten to kill her?
I threatened to kill her. And
you
know.
I'll fucking kill you. I'll kill him too. I can't see him anymore. I'll kill him and he doesn't exist. I'll go back and he'll never be born. You fucking bitch, I love you.
Did she send you my text messages?
I'm going to fucking wish he was never born all the time, dude. I'm going to wish on stars at night.
Every birthday.
Doggy.
Every fucking birthday.
But that's always something that they sort of hold over your head. Like, oh, just so you know, I could just fucking, you know. And, you know, luckily we got through. That was like when we first broke up and it was just toxicity. Natural, we were like just trying to fucking like hurt each other's feelings.
That's when the album was out.
Yeah. So, but then.
Fought, slowed down, screaming.
But then, you know, honestly, me and my son's mother have an incredible co-parenting relationship. Like really, like we are really great friends. We took him skiing last Sunday, just me and her. And it was, you know, it's really great. And we
are. Your boyfriend doesn't ski.
And we're at a place now where I have him. We alternate weeks. Like I have him 1 week, 4 days. The next week, 3 days. 1 week, 4 days. The next. Okay. So we literally are 50-50. But she's off on another vacation. That's fine. She's going to Mexico. That's okay. But now,
your child support money. Get some daiquiris.
Doggy, she's literally. It's not even like I have him for 5 days. If you go by it mathematically with how much I pick up the fucking slack, I have him for like 2 months right now, technically, if you were to break down the responsibility, okay? If you can quantify the responsibility.
You're burdened, but with caring for him for 2 months.
Two full months.
She should take that into consideration.
You're an all-inclusive dad.
Doggy. Somebody said redo the child support settlement. His name is, I don't want to get this wrong, Swastika, White Lives Matter, Swastika says. Redo the child support settlement. There was no settlement. This is just out of
the gentleman's agreement.
The goodness of my fucking heart. And I always, because we initially, when I wasn't making as much money when we first broke up. So now that I make more money, like I always just say, I'm just going to give you more money. He should experience a better life in every area of his life regardless. Like even though I'm not there.
Okay, yeah. Your wealth should pour over him.
Yes, exactly. Sure. I completely agree.
Yeah.
So, regardless, she's off for the next 2-3 months with her boyfriend in Mexico, Monday, whatever. And I am on full-time dad duty now.
His name's Monday.
He is a Monday.
I'm on full-time dad duty. So, this morning, I have to drive him to school. And usually I take him, he has homeschooling in the later half of the week, so usually I don't have to drive him to school except for Monday mornings. And I've gotten into the rhythm of Monday mornings, you know, usually we're right on time. It's pretty incredible. It works out
45 minutes late every day. But when we're right on time.
So today we go
jumps into the window into the classroom like Bart Simpson.
He interrupts math class, taking his jacket off. Lighters are flying out of his bucket pockets.
So today I go to leave and 15 minutes early, we were scheduled to be there. 15 minutes early. That's a lot. And I'm fine. He likes listening to music. We listen to the
your album?
Little Shop
of First thing it comes on in the car.
The Little Shop of Horror soundtrack. Oh, we listen to it. He loves it. We sing songs together. It's okay. We'll be in the car for 15 minutes. Who gives a shit, right? When we get there. So I leave. We get in the car. We're driving. I get about 5 minutes away from the house. And I'm like, oh shit, I need my wallet. I didn't have my wallet because I have to pay for parking. So I was like, you know what? We got a 15 minute grace period. Boom, let's go. So I'm not even just considering that. I stopped looking at the time. I was like, 15 minutes. I was already 5 minutes away from the house. Another 5 minutes back to the house. Now I'm scheduled to be 5 minutes early. In my head, I'm still scheduled to be 10 minutes early.
Actually, no, because then you have to redo that 5 minutes. So that's your full 15 minutes.
Well, no, because the wallet was just on my counter. That was like maybe less than a minute.
Okay.
So we're talking about 11 minutes now.
Pack a bowl.
So I got 11 minutes. That's enough time to smoke a cigarette and watch an episode of Full House.
Ah, shit. So in my head, though, I have another 10 minutes still.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I really need a coffee, James. And he's like, all right, cool. Yeah, whatever. So I stop at 7-Eleven.
Start grinding beans. Very elaborate espresso machine setup. I actually use a cup of coffee real quick.
I stop at 7-Eleven really quick to go grab a coffee. Go in, and while I'm on the line, this is wild. This is wild.
You're like, my casserole. You start running through a mess.
There's two people ahead of me on the line, and the person at the front of the line is getting lottery tickets.
Oh, no.
And they're just like, I mean, dude, it's just like one of these fucking Lifetime Lotto assholes where it's like they really think they're going to win.
Yeah.
And they're,
he's, you know, reading a CVS receipt like one line in time, yeah, like seven.
Dude, it was crazy. He was dressed like Dave Attell, and he fucking was playing every lottery combination possible.
Yeah, let me get 3, 7, 4, forwards, backwards, sideways, upside down, and vertical.
Doggy, so I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, come on, let's go. And I don't want to freak out in front of James, so I'm just like, oh, let's just go. And he's just going and going and going. So at one point, James isn't even paying attention. I'm like, all right, cool, let's go. And we leave. And I just leave. I was like, I'm not paying for this fucking coffee. And he doesn't know. So we go to get in the car. He goes in the back seat. I sit down. And then I see the guy from 7-Eleven come out. And he's like, doing this in front of my car. And I'm like, oh, shit. I got caught stealing in front of my son.
Dude, this sounds like Luis J. Gomez fan fiction.
So then I was like, oh,
so start to blow the cup.
So then I go, oh, shit, James, I forgot to pay for my coffee. I played it off with him. And it's like, duh. So then I get out of the car, and he's like, oh, you forgot. And I was like, and then I was like, buddy, you're taking too long. And he's like, you don't come back here no more. And I was like, this guy's crazy, right? And I go in and pay for the coffee.
I would have grabbed his hands and put them around my neck. Like, Jesus, he's attacking me. Oh, no.
It was, I mean, as brutal as it could possibly be. But I don't think my son was onto it, because he couldn't wrap his mind around why I would steal a coffee. I don't think he could even imagine why I would do that in that situation. Why wouldn't I just wait another minute?
But Papa.
Yeah.
You would never.
So then we left, and because of having to be stopped even further, I realized now I'm running 6 minutes late to bring him to school. Then an accident happens on the bridge. 19 minutes late this kid was to school today. 19 minutes late to school.
Oh, man.
And now he knows it's okay to steal.
Yeah. And now it's okay to steal.
As long as you're late, it's okay to steal.
By accident, do you mean you threw your coffee at another driver?
I've done that. You've never heard the episode of the show where...
I'm sorry.
Shane doesn't get to cut my mic on this show.
Are you sure?
And I'll fire you if you ever cut my mic again. And I swear to God, turn my fucking mic back on.
Shane is not the president of fucking Real Ass Podcast.
Okay.
This is an insurrection.
It's fucking psychotic.
What is happening?
Shane's in the chat.
Oh, tight. Hell yeah.
Like,
what's
a fucking
up?
Bitch.
Dude, Shane, burn it down, dude.
And he thinks he can cut my microphone
burn it
on
down,
my
dude.
Show. And Shannon just got suspended from Friday's show for cutting my microphone and not... Good. You think I'm kidding? You're fucking suspended from Friday's show for cutting my goddamn microphone without pay.
It's crazy to be there for the beginning of a fall from grace. Like, next week, this is going to look like an abandoned Greyhound station when we get here.
Have you seen our interns? It always looks like that.
It's going to be Dylan helping the stooge jack off.
Is the kid with the long hair blind?
Wait, what?
Is there a blind kid?
Yeah. Gay blind Mike.
This kid's got a fucking tablet in there. I didn't know he was blind. He's got it up against his face. I thought he was doing lines off of his tablet the whole episode. And he was just blind.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing bumps.
One of our new producers is an actual blind person. So...
Do you guys get, like, a tax break for that or something?
Probably. I don't know. I feel like people should fucking look at us like we're at least doing some sort of charity.
Yeah.
Give us a little bit of fucking, like, give us a couple Heil Hitlers for it.
We just saw a Heil Hitler guy today.
Walking down the street.
Marching.
He was
breaking in and out of marching. So he was wearing combat boots, a rash guard. He actually, any like, Philly, South Jersey people look like wetsuit guy from the Cherry Hill Mall. But he was wearing, like, a tight, like an Under Armour shirt and a weird hat with like a white feather sticking out of the back, and he kept walking and he was doing like a weird like military thing. I don't know what it was.
You could do it.
No, he was doing like something first, like he was like trying, and then bam, he would throw up the AJ.
It's like rehab for white supremacists, like just trying to get it up and just.
And like every once in a while, like he was walking normal mostly, and every once in a while he'd be like, oh man, like he would pretend he was like marching. Hmm. And then like instead of like moving to the side to get out of the way, he would do like the full turn, walk, 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 full turn again. But then he would go back to like, he was clearly just like being the coolest dude ever in his own head. So I don't know what a white feather sticking out of the back of your cap straight up means, but he was blasting.
Did he call it macaroni?
Heil Hitlers.
Fuck you, dude. Fucking piece of shit. It's a great joke. I don't get to get myself a rattlesnake for it. Fucking assholes. So, yeah, that's my biggest problem. My shoulder injury right now is the lack of being able to heil Hitler with speed and precision.
You know? Got to get a prosthetic arm.
Dude, it'd be awesome if you had have your arm in a cast like that.
Just on a pulley system.
Like the fucking, what if that was that, what was that movie about the kid who broke his arm?
Rookie of the Year.
Except his arm had to be in a cast like this. He got canceled from the fucking Baltimore Orioles.
It's Nazi of the Year.
It's surprising with how many people used to let you sign their casts. That more people didn't just put swastika. That you were then stuck with for 3 to 5 months.
You put a real bag on the back of the elbow so they never see it. I'm going to get back into signing casts. Nazi guy had a cast on his left hand, too.
You're back.
We did it.
That's what's up, nigga.
Dylan, no, I'm not thanking you for doing the bare minimum. You did your job, Dylan. Cool.
Over 30 minutes into the show, we have a show.
He's like, can you say thank you? No, I cannot say thank you for you doing. You're breathing right now. You're getting up in the morning and brushing your fucking teeth. The bare minimum. That's it. You don't get thanked for the bare minimum.
That's real bitch behavior, Dylan. In the future, don't do that.
That's wife behavior.
Yeah, that's real wife behavior.
That is some wife behavior. She's like, you're gonna thank me for the dinner I prepared.
Okay. You're welcome. Don't do that, dude. That's not a strong move. I don't like it.
Yeah, dude. So she's in fucking Mexico. I'm thinking about taking my son somewhere this weekend to spite them. I'm just going
to take him to the same resort.
Keep
dropping him off with her. Hey, could he sit with you guys for a couple minutes?
Doggy, I'm going to take him somewhere this weekend. I was thinking maybe Miami. We're like just is Miami warm now? It's not, right? What's the temperature in Miami this weekend, Shannon?
I'd say 73.
80s beach weather. 85.
So I'm 75 right now. Ooh. This is the weekend.
The weekend? What are we looking at? Oh, 81. Oh, yes. Nice. Okay. Enough. It's sunny the whole fucking weekend. Maybe I'll take him to Miami this weekend. We'll just get crazy.
Take him to Black Biker Week. I think that's this weekend.
This week?
Probably. I don't know.
So look, we have a lot to talk about today. It's been quite the couple days. I think I'm going to start with this. Gerard Depardieu. You guys, did you hear about the news?
What did he do? He's a supremacist, isn't he?
Is he?
No.
Or he beat up a lady or
French
something.
French supremacist?
Yeah. No.
Is he getting me tootled?
Yeah. Yeah.
We too.
me dude. The complaint is from a young actress who accused the actor of several rapes and assaults in the summer of 2018. It was initially dropped in June, but it has been reopened. Yeah, he's been arrested, I believe, right? Under formal investigation, it says, for rape.
That's a tough summer, man.
I think he's been charged, actually, Shannon.
It's the summer of slam.
Yeah. I Know What You Did Last Summer 4, starring Gerard Depardieu.
He was big in the 90s, right? Gerard Depardieu?
He was a rom-com guy.
He was in the movie Green Card. The only one that I remembered when I was a kid, because I was really attracted to the daughter in this movie, I think it was My Father the Hero. Yeah. And I think the girl was really young. I think she was supposed to be like 15 or whatever.
Yeah.
And in one scene, she was in a thong, and I used to beat my dick raw to that scene just last week.
And he was kind of presented as like a dashing man, right? I think there was the understanding that it was like, he looked crazy. He looked like a horrific James Bond villain in his face.
Yeah, and then he got real heavy. Right?
He looked like somebody later took on. Like a fucking, like one of those curvy blades to his face and tortured him for years.
Look at that. Well, that's now, obviously. He looks like the fucking
hello.
Singer from hello.
He looks like Muzzy. Remember those commercials? Et toi?
Je suis la juive.
Je suis la juive.
But he was just, I mean, that's the thing with French guys. Like, how many of them are raping? How many of them are just, you know.
They're being fucking French, dude. They're
what? I'm like, heart's coming off of them.
It's not his fault. One of those things that paints the street went up his back.
He does look just like Muzzy. Yes. Hello, I like to make love to you. Dude, that's a French guy for. Yeah. That's the whole thing about French guys is they're not gonna stop if you tell them to stop. They're French and they're gonna do it in the sexiest way possible.
No one will believe you.
French interrogation room, they have wine and cheese there for you.
If you tell anyone about this, I'll fucking kill you.
I am a national treasure. You are nothing. You are just a little nothing. He's like the most famous actor from France.
Yeah, definitely.
He's like the dude. But I'm not even just saying like in America, because I can't name another fucking French actor. Can you name another French actor? Like French accent from France, came over here.
No.
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah, he really.
Him and Pepe Le Pew, man.
It's true. And that's the way I assume that he acted. It was just a little bit. Here's my problem with this girl's story, because I will always find the angle to defend the man. Okay?
Yeah.
I will always find the angle. If you read the story, she said there was two dates. It was like August 7th and August 13th. And she says he raped her twice. And it's like, why did you come back the second time? I'm just saying, if a guy raped you, why are you there again on the 13th?
They had a two-day water park pass.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know what happened, but apparently she was an actress and he was...
That is kind of like a fool me once situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Shame on you.
Yeah, rape me once. Shame on you.
Hey, you left a sock up here when I raped you the first time. It's like, all right. No funny stuff. I mean it. Pinky swear? All right. I'm trusting you.
Yeah, I am...
Oh, Gerard.
I've never been to France, but it's... You know, I definitely want to go one day. That'd be fun, especially considering how rapey you could be there. That seems like...
Yeah, they have a national culture of finding the angle for the man.
Yeah, dude.
You'd fit right in.
I know.
Everyone's a little bit late.
Everybody fits right in, Tim.
Yeah, you're you might be French, dude. You're half Puerto Rican, half French.
Maybe that's what it is. So, is there any more information on this actress?
Luis Gomez.
Is there any more information on the actress or Gerard Depardieu?
No, I can tell you other movies he's been in.
Please tell me.
The Man in the Iron Mask, Life of Pi.
Okay.
That's what he's getting. They got these charges. Yeah.
He was nominated for an Oscar in 91 for his leading role in Cyrano de Bergerac.
Cyrano de Bergerac.
Yeah, but no, it's just saying that it's under investigation right now because they reopened the case. But we'll keep on top of it.
Yeah, when a French detective says a rape's under investigation, he's doing this.
Yeah, he's like, let me smell your fingers. Please. Gerard.
He gives his side of the story, and everyone just stands up and applauds. He's so good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I did like, pull up a scene from My Father, the Hero. When I was a child, I have to keep on reiterating that I'm not attracted to this girl now, because I don't know how old she is or was supposed to be. But I remember I... loved this girl when I was a kid. Was it the same chick from Ladybugs? It might be.
Jonathan Brandis.
Ronnie Dangerfield.
That's why he killed himself. He found out Lewis was jerking off to him.
Let's see. Or it could be the trailer, I guess.
I don't want you going out to that boy. Because you're 14 years old.
To get rich.
Oh, she's 14.
She's supposed to be.
She's how old is she for real?
It's Katherine Heigl.
Oh, it's Katherine Heigl. That's right. Oh,
wow.
On
vacation.
Stella misses Andy. He's French.
Oh, he's not. Lewis's French. Favorite part of this movie is that the dad's alive. My father, the alive guy.
Wow, man.
Cool.
That my dad, girl, the man. Survivor.
I know what French people like.
There's just one problem.
Whoa.
Yeah, dude.
Jeez Louise.
That is completely inappropriate if she's actually 14-year-old Katherine Heigl. How old was Katherine Heigl when they filmed this?
She's 42 right now.
Okay.
And that
Shannon,
was...
just do it in your head. It's not a fucking math test. You know?
And it was 94.
If there's a child traveling on a train to France.
She was 16.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, she was actually 16.
That was in 94, yeah.
Hell yeah. 42. Everyone is going to fucking take that 16-year-old ass home in their head.
That was wild.
That's wild.
That was a pretty prominent 16-year-old cheeks.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Whoa.
I remember that scene as a kid and just being like, I'm going to jerk off to that every day. When did that movie come out?
94.
So how old was I? I was 12. Mm. 12 years old. Look at that.
That was impactful. I don't remember that part. I know I saw the movie. I don't remember the cheeks.
Oh, I remember. That's all I remember. The only scene from that movie that I remember is
I probably
those cheeks.
I covered my eyes.
No, Catherine. Oh, my God. Carly, that's imagine your daughter is like, I'm going to go be in this movie, and I'm going to just show my ass to the world.
To a French guy.
That's
to Muzzy. You're playing with fire. To Muzzy.
That was fucking wild, dude. That actually made me uncomfortable.
That spiked my heart rate. I feel I was like, I tried to get out of the camera shot. I went the wrong way.
That spiked my dick rate. My dick shot right up. Yeah, that's pretty fucking crazy. Is there any more child porn we could watch? Please, Shannon. Please. More child porn. All right, real quick, we must thank YoKratom.com for supporting today's show. Fans of the show who are over the age of 21, you can get Kratom delivered directly to the comfort of your own home. You're comfortable as it is on Kratom. Do you really want to get out of that Kratom high and fucking get off your couch or get
you
off your
really
bed?
Peel yourself off the furniture.
You've been in your bed for three full days straight. You're going to go out and have to go to the store.
Your mother's crying right now.
YoKratom.com, YoKratom, it is wholesale Kratom. Wholesale Kratom means you're going to get $60 kilos of Kratom delivered right to your door. It's incredible. What you've always wanted to buy a kilo. Ever since you saw Scarface, you're like, dude, I need a kilo in my life. And guess what? Now you can afford to do it. For $60, you get a kilo of YoKratom. Go to YoKratom.com, support them. They're the marquee sponsors for Skankfest. They support every show on this network. My entire fight journal is supported by YoKratom. So make sure you are in the YoKratom business because they fucking rule. YoKratom.com. Okay, where were we? So let's see. Poor Gerard. That's what I'll say.
Prayers up for Gerard.
I'm on a guy's side. I believe all men until they're proven guilty. So once he's proven guilty, I'll tell you right now, I will, you know, I'll take him off my list of top French actors.
Yeah. Dude, I'll separate the art from the artist, actually. I can still celebrate his movies.
Yeah. I was to celebrate his crimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Dog shit actor. Rapist, though?
So what happened with Tiger Woods? He got into a car accident? Who the fuck cares about Tiger? Is he still playing golf?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so he's recovering from back surgery and was hoping to recover in time for the Masters coming up, and then this happened.
Oh, no.
So, and he just had surgery. He, like, bashed up his right leg real bad, and he just had surgery.
Do you have video of the accident?
I have some.
Shannon, from now on, no matter what, always have video of what we can pretend at least is the accident. Okay, so it could be any car crash with a black guy. It doesn't really matter, okay?
I can show you.
You take the scene with Denzel Washington where he turns the airplane upside down in flight.
It's so weird that he's such a stereotype breaker as a black golfer, but then such a stereotype as an Asian driver.
The black part of him is definitely playing up the accident, though. You ever see a black person get black? You ever see a black dude get in a car accident? Just like a fender bender. It's like, ah, my neck. I've seen ladies. There used to be a ton of car accidents in front of my house when I lived in a black neighborhood. And people would just get in, like, fender benders. And then you'd have eight people getting out of both cars and just, like, leaning on, like, the hood. Just like, oh, I think something, there's definitely something, taking the fucking insurance companies for a ride.
Doctor says I need a backy eye.
Yeah.
My mom got into a car accident on Christmas Eve one year. It was when Street Fighter II was out. What year was that? Was it the same year that I was beating off to Katherine Heigl's 14-year-old ass? I don't know.
Was that, like, 92, 93?
It was. 92. By the way, she probably auditioned for that movie when she was 14.
Yeah, dude.
And her parents read that script and was like, you're going to show your bare ass to the world.
That explains a lot about how she ended up all fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
Her life is in shambles. Remember she was like mean to people on like a TV show and they all like, they conspired against her and took away her career. And now she's back and her face is all plastic surgeried up.
You remember when Seth Rogen got her pregnant?
Yeah, it was cool.
Wow. That was fucking really wild.
That was awesome.
Pulled that condom off. That was an awesome, like, movies like those plots don't exist anywhere. The movie was simply a miscommunication while they were fucking and he pulls a rubber off and nuts inside of her.
Dude, Julian Assange is on the lam for doing that. Julian Assange was just doing Knocked Up and now he's an international criminal for it.
Shit.
Look out, dude.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Do you think Tiger Woods' inner monologue sounds like the Rush Hour movie?
I don't understand the words that are coming out of my brain.
You must turn a left. So yeah, Shannon, do we have any footage of that car accident?
Yeah.
Of Tiger Woods faking it.
Here it is. This is Tiger Woods.
Wow, geez.
Wow, holy shit, dude.
That's not it.
That was it. That was the accident. Yep.
Is that really it?
That was really it, yeah.
And then this is the aftermath.
Oh, no!
My clubs!
No! Do not put audio in my dash cam ever.
Oh, my God! Oh, I think I'm going to die!
He was watching My Father, the Hero, and he wanted to see the cheeks.
No, we didn't have the cheeks yet! Not the cheek part yet!
Shit.
Imagine crashing like within 30 seconds of just like that normal driving, like I'm so fucking gay. Oh my god rolling down a hill, they gotta pull you out. They pulled him out the jaws of life. I would have asked that they put me down, like knowing what my dash cam just got, like kill me, finish me, dude.
Fuck, dude.
Can we hear him say, oh no, again, please?
Exclusive footage. You cannot get this there anywhere else of the Tiger Woods crash. We got it.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Why?
Oh, for the love of Pete.
Dear God, I'm sorry for everything I've done. That rules.
I should have been a full-time dad.
I technically am more than full-time. I pay child support.
I have the aerial view of the wreckage.
Let's see.
Wow.
Yeah, he flipped it, like, right? He pissed his pants.
Oh, shit.
That's less funny.
What type of car is that?
Can't tell. Totaled.
What's that logo on the side?
It's a, the nicest golf cart ever.
Genesis Invitational, it says. That's the tournament.
Oh, so,
oh, so he crashed a car he won.
A loner car? Well, good for Tiger. I'm not good for him, but I mean, hopefully he makes a speedy recovery.
Was he in the T-Rex pen in Jurassic Park just then? Yeah,
I don't know. Were they feeding him to a dinosaur?
Should have put her hand in his shit.
So, oh, you know what? Fuck it. We have another freaky puppy, right? That's exciting.
It's time for another freaky dog. Oh, damn, that dog's fucking up.
Oh, that dog of mine.
I liked it.
That's what Tiger Woods should have sounded like.
Oh, it's time for another freaking dog.
Oh, this car got me fucked up.
So let's see. Let's see this new freaky dog.
Okay, this is Miracle, a.k.a. Skipper, and it is a puppy with six legs.
They named it Skipper? Whoa. That's fucking hilarious.
The dog is actually technically a conjoined
An twin. Indian god? This dog is actually technically prayed to by millions of Sikhs all over the world.
No.
Here's
Bishnu.
He'll grow up to protect the winner of the Mortal Kombat tournament.
She's a conjoined twin, and she has, from the waist down, duplicates of every organ, and they all work.
She got two pussies?
Yeah. Yeah.
That dog has two pussies.
I don't know. I don't think that the butthole and the vagina are doubled.
How do you know?
Organs,
yeah. How do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's all the organs. I'm 99% sure.
Shannon, you don't know this.
I don't know.
Let's
they
see.
Said all of the duplicate organs basically from the waist down, and they're all functioning.
Let's see.
See those.
Oh, do you want to see the video?
Yeah, I would love to see the video. The first steps of this dog just spins in circles.
Instead of fat Mexican photographer to like snap pictures in its face.
In 80% of...
Kill me! I want to die!
Right now there's...
Did it crawl into the fly machine with Harrington?
There's a Chinese lady in high heels just salivating over this video somewhere.
That dog is definitely going to die within 3 months, right?
Yeah, you gotta kill it.
Yeah.
Well, she is the only dog with this condition that has ever lived past birth.
Wow.
So basically, just we're going to see her in a jar at a circus in like a month.
It's a curse. It's a cursed pup.
Can we get that dog? Is it possible? We've been trying to adopt a freaky dog. And I've had people offer me, here's the thing, I've talked about it before. And then people are like, you know, there's this like three-legged dog that really needs a home out on Long Island. And then they send me pictures. I'm like, that's not freaky enough.
Yeah, no, we want something like horrifying.
Yeah, I want out of a fucking horror movie. There was two. That's our third freaky dog, right?
Yeah.
I want a whole fucking, it's a backyard full of freak
Phoenix,
beasts.
Yeah.
Look at Phoenix.
Oh my God.
Fight with you guys.
I was deployed with the 14th Regiment into Iraq. My wife was waiting for me at home.
Phantom of the Kennel.
My wife has left me while I was deployed.
I came back and she loves me just as much.
It looks like somebody lit an exploding cigar in that dog's mouth. Oh, shit.
Man. Yeah. That was one of those soldiers that they rebuild.
It looks like it used to be Daffy Duck and somebody shot its bill backwards.
His snout spun around.
Well, I wonder what dynamite smells like.
And who was the other? We had one more, right?
I'm trying to remember. I feel like it was a cat.
I'm picturing you throw a stick and he comes back with dynamite in his mouth. No, I have no idea. Come on.
Dude, who, there was a third.
What's that hissing sound?
In the live chat, first person to post the link of the third dog gets a free Real Ass Podcast t-shirt or mug.
It's an actually a cat with a pussy for a face.
I don't remember who it was. It was a dog for sure.
Yeah, I remember because I brought in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And then somebody sent in the second dog.
Yeah, I don't remember. Yeah, so pay attention to the live chat. Maybe we'll pull up the third freaky dog. We need to get some freaky animals up in this piece. Yeah.
It's actually a dog rapist, Gerard Depardieu.
Depardieu. I like it.
Thank you.
You know what? Fuck it.
Don't. Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink?
Guess who'll stink? Guess who'll stink? Don't reward that kind of foolishness.
No, I liked it. I liked it. So... Yeah, I mean, we decided last time that we're not getting my son sugar gliders on the show. Somebody also sent me, we looked up sugar gliders, the cutest little animals.
Yeah.
Okay, the little rodents that can fly. And that, we called an exotic animal store, pet store in Jersey. And the girl
was pretty honest.
She was not honest enough.
No?
She was not honest
enough.
She
said it's a bad pet for kids.
Yeah.
It's actually an erotic pet store. She's like, yeah, I guess you could fuck it.
A little glad, sugar.
No, she did say that like it takes about 5 months for the pet to get used to the humans. And during that time, they're gnawing at your fingers trying to get away from you. Yeah, dude. It's just like they bite you violently until they get away. Mm-hmm. But she also said that they don't poop a lot or pee a lot and that they're like clean. That was a lie, apparently. So I had another chick on my Instagram. She DM'd me. She was like, I've had sugar gliders my whole life. She was like, you do not want sugar gliders. They shit and piss everywhere. Yeah. She's like, do you think you're going to train a fucking rodent to pee and poop in a litter box? It's like, no. It just shits all over your house and pisses all over your house. So that's number one. But then the even more disturbing part is that, oh, let's see. That was not.
I'd be afraid of it going under a couch and just never seeing it again.
No, what they do is they drown themselves in toilet bowls, apparently, all the time. And they will fly into pots of boiling stew. Like if you're like an open...
If you're a cartoon chef. Wait, what if Gerard Depardieu just has a rat on his head just making him rape things?
Rape it to him.
Oh, that's it right there. Somebody in the... On the Daily Mail article, pet left without snout. That was the dog we brought up. Yeah, and that was in the chat. Who's the first person? A Skeeler, I believe, in the chat was the first person to post it. Oh, my God. Yeah, that one's pretty freaky. That one's not cute. At least the Phoenix sort of has... Pull up Phoenix again, because Phoenix sort of has, like, a cuteness to
him. A joy.
I'm just taking it one day at a time. People ask me if I regret becoming a firefighter. I say no, it was always my calling.
Phoenix is an autistic dog. Yeah. Now, when you pull up the other dog...
Anybody else smell jerky?
Phoenix is kind of silly and fun. This dog sounds way different. This dog, pull up the other one, it's like...
I'm in hell.
Join us.
This dog is a pure demon from my nightmares.
In the middle of the night, the dog's on your chest.
Jesus wept.
You have to solve a very ornate cube to inherit this dog from a different fucking place.
Shannon, there's a lot of freaky pets that are in the chat right now. These are all great.
Yeah, I pulled up one, the Cyclops puppy, but it didn't live. But here's the Cyclops puppy.
Go! Oh, no! My God. Wow. No, there's no way. That's real.
Is that two tongues?
Two tongues and one eye?
No.
That's sweet. A dick with arms.
Michael Bisping the dog. Let's see. Yeah, that's fucking freaky. No, there's no way. That's not real. That has to be fake. I feel like it is.
Exotic pets are a very... my parents are divorced thing to have. The sugar glider thing. Plus, you got to have them in pairs. Aren't they like very social? That's why they kill themselves.
Yeah.
Same thing with hermit crabs. You know, hermit crabs need friends.
I've never.
Cyclops puppy.
Let me see. No
it
way.
Better not look at me.
Oh,
no!
My God.
Nah. Dude.
Oh, my fucking God. It is pretty cute, though.
Jesus Christ.
It's kind of cute. Like, right? Come on.
What
it's cute.
The fuck, man? Oh, its mouth God. Looks like when people take Homer Simpson's mouth and put it over a lady's pussy.
what the fuck is this?
I'm gonna live in a maze.
It can't even. It has no idea what it's doing with its body. Yeah.
Its owner noticed that its dog had given birth
in a basket that he realized when he realized the mutation.
Look, the other one's trying to eat it.
This is actually the Metallica 1 video.
He hopes, despite the deformity, the pup can still grow up as usual.
Does it?
It's not clear if the puppy's single eye will function properly, as it takes around 2 months for a dog's sight to develop fully. I'm going to check, because this was from February of 2020.
Okay,
dude, you should throw that thing on a roof.
This is from a year ago.
You should roof that puppy.
You should throw it over a telephone pole like sneakers. Dude, that is brutal.
I don't like that.
I don't like it either. That was freaky as shit, dude.
The dog ate my Necronomicon.
Doggy, that was absolutely wild. I would see, this is some freaky shit. Not a three-legged dog. And I know that we also said, I was like, I'd get a three-legged dog. No, that's not
three-legged dogs remind me of dudes that can do a lot of pull-ups. Like, they're always like a little bit like, I only got three legs and I'm still killing it out here. Wow, and it kind of makes me cooler than regular dogs. Yeah. I don't like that.
Three-legged dogs, I mean, I would do a two-legged dog where it's to drag its asshole on the ground.
Or like, they have to like stay on their back feet.
And no, I wouldn't get them wheels.
See them?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They walk like humans.
Yeah, those are fun.
They look like they're fun to box.
And then
box.
When they stop, they just... They look like
you're just fucking... Goosh, goosh, goosh. Come on, put your dukes up. Goosh, goosh. Yeah. Is there an update on that one-eyed dog?
No, there's just two stories. The first one and the second one, both in Thailand. One in 2020, one in 2021. But there's no update.
You just said one in 2021, one in 2020, no, 2021,
one in 20. One in 2020, one in 2021.
It sounded like a fucking...
You could just get a normal dog and get its front legs.
Tekashi 6ix9ine song. One in 2020, one in 21. One in 2020, one in 21, one, 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 one.
Boom, boom. There you go. That's my go. Shit.
Dude, I just want to fucking drop kick that dog in the head. Or just throw a basketball at him.
Look how pumped he is.
He looks like he's always looking for somewhere to shit.
It looks like two smaller dogs wearing one big dog coat, like on their shoulders.
Isn't it great that anytime you see a disabled dog, you're like, what can we do to this thing? Yo, how far you think you could throw this retriever? Go get it!
Oh, look at him hopping. Hell, oh, he's cute, though.
Yeah, Angus Young.
See, I would get him.
He's got permanently coming posture.
Can you please put on some AC/DC while this dog walks?
He's
awesome.
This dog... Bark in black! I'm a sound.
Bark in black.
That's what he fucking said, dude.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. I thought you said back in black, dickhead.
How did he heal?
Yes, dude. This is my content. This is for me.
This rules.
You understand me, live chat? This is specifically for me.
I'm either getting him like a freaky dog, or I'm going to get him like a German Shepherd, like a straight up real deal Nazi dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that he can like point and the dog just
attacks, fucking latches onto a Jew baby in my neighbor. A lot of Jews.
Have you ever seen a dog attack?
I thought you were going to say you ever seen a Jew baby.
You ever seen a Jew baby?
They're
right out the egg?
Man.
Have you ever seen a dog attack a human?
Yeah, I just saw a video yesterday on like WorldStar. Guy getting attacked by two dogs in the street. I think it was in North Philly, actually. And a guy, like someone driving by, was filming this dude getting eaten by dogs. and then he ended up just running the dog. I think he accidentally ran the dude over too, but he runs the dogs over with his car to get them to leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He helped him.
Yeah, and then the video cuts, and the next time you see it, the dog attack victim is on top of the car. You're seeing it through the windshield. There's blood all over the windshield.
Oh, no.
And he's just driving away with the
guy. Can we please see this?
Yeah, I forget where it was. It might have been on WorldStar. Yeah.
Please.
It's probably titled like North Philly Wild for this one.
It's Grand Theft Doggo.
It's Tuesday in North Philly. Let's see.
Yeah, this is it.
Are they pit bulls or what are they?
They're cops.
What do you think? They're North Philly.
They're cops. Holy shit. Hold up. Oh, they're throwing rocks at the
guy in a tent.
Oh, my.
Jeez. Yeah, man.
Don't run those dogs over. They're demons.
And then
I'm done with this nigga leaking on the windshield and shit. Cause the dog bit him the fuck up. What the fuck is going on?
Dude, how far away did they drive before letting him off of the car?
Anyway, I'm opening up for Derek Gaines tonight.
Oh my god, that's so funny.
Yeah. Well, all three of them were on their way to the same comedy show with a buffet.
Yeah, dude. Fucking getting fucking eaten by
Those were healthy pups too. They look strong.
They were fucking pit bulls. I mean, who owns those dogs that are just out there attacking people like that?
Everyone in North Philly.
That's
everyone.
Crazy, dude.
It's bananas. Like, you walk by people's houses, everyone's sitting on the steps with their front door wide open. There's no screen door, just their, you know, wooden door wide open with like the biggest dog you've ever seen just posted up, like looking out.
And every dog acts like he's in prison.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Just glancing hard as you walk by. You're like, this dog could eat my fucking dick off right now.
I understand why they want to ban pit bulls in like black heavy neighborhood. No, sorry. That wasn't what they said. Certain jurisdictions.
Yeah, who wants that? The chat? I mean,
the problem is they're beasts. They're like...
Dogs are horrible too. Yes.
What breed do you think they would replace them with if they took the pit bulls away?
Well, a dog that can fucking kill a child, right? Like, easily kill a child. Mm-hmm. I think you need to have a special license for. You have to have a certain amount of training. Same way if you were to get a firearm. You have to have a certain amount of training. You have to have a license. You have to show you're responsible. You're not a fucking criminal. You're not like... I mean, the fact that there's just
I want
like,
to be in the lab when they're testing the breeds to see if they can kill children.
Yeah.
Chihuahua. Just think of that one.
Like a platform raises up from the floor with like a kid chained to it. It's like, whoa, dad. All right, we'll start with the Chihuahua. Get in there. Eventually work your way up to Rottweiler.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, almost any dog can kill a baby. Because when I first had my son's mother was freaked out about Sport, our Jack Russell Terrier. And so we started Googling Jack Russell kills baby. It happens all the time. Yeah.
I mean, dude, it's a compilation.
It's wild how often Jack Russells kill babies. They really do. Because they're sort of aggressive dogs, and they get jealous, and then they just fucking bite the baby, and one tooth goes into the soft spot in the head.
Yeah.
Shuts it off.
Jack Russells are like pit bulls for old white ladies.
Yeah.
Aging white ladies love Jack Russells, and they're but
my
nasty.
Dog, he didn't try to kill James purposefully. What he would do when we had this newborn baby... is he would try, anytime somebody would come into my house, he would try to jump on them. Like, and he wanted to lick them and play with them and jump. And he would just jump with his front paws.
Classic dirtball dog shit,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, dirtball dog.
Would, like, scratch you with the nail. Mm-hmm. Like, just, you leave Lewis's house and your legs are all, like, shredded.
I've had dogs like that for sure.
He's maybe, like, an 18-pound dog. He's not that heavy. But to a newborn baby, which is, like, paper mache human. Like, this is like nothing. Like, this, they're made of like tissue paper.
They're all two-handers because they'll fall apart. Yeah.
Yeah, they really will, dude. If you just hold your baby in one hand, every limb in its head will fall off its body and you got a heart just sitting in your hand.
It's like moving something, the glue's still wet. Yeah. Like, hold on, if I just hold it right.
Yes, dude.
They should make clamps for babies or something and just keep them together until they harden so you don't have to worry about them.
Can his baby harden already?
Do you guys have temporary halos? Rig this fucking baby up and not worry about it. I've never picked up a baby without feeling like an arm might just drop off of it.
Yes, dude. It's absolutely wild. Okay. So when I brought
not my touching that baby till it's hard.
When I brought my son home, the dog just kept on trying to jump on the newborn baby and like lick him and fucking nuzzle him.
But he would turn himself into like a spear.
Yes. So when he jumps, you understand like he was used to jumping on an adult, so he would kind of like jump up. Mm-hmm. The baby, he would like jump, his body would turn straight into a sharp spear with sharp pointed fingers, and he became like a spear dog, and he kept on trying to spear my baby through its head. It was fucking crazy to watch it happen. And my son's mother was like,
it is very funny to imagine a baby with a dog sticking around. It's like,
it's asshole and balls are on this side and its head. It's on this side.
Steve Martin.
Yeah.
That'd be a great hat for like a baby's portrait.
Oh, dude, it was fucking terrifying. And we were, you know, she was like, we're going to have to get rid of this dog. And then we ended up having Justin Silver come over and teach us some techniques. Yeah. He was like, first of all, you got to walk it. You got to feed this thing. And
he's talking about the baby.
Did you have to spear the dog?
Just establish dominance.
Yeah, just fucking
bite its dick. No, don't forget, dude.
No, we just started putting a leash on him all the time in the house. Not because we'd fucking pull him from spearing.
I fucking hate dogs.
But when a dog has a leash on, or specifically my dog, he just like sort of went in the line. Like he was just sort of like, he knew he was lying. It was like he just wasn't as crazy. You could just give him a little tug and then he would like chill a little bit.
Yeah. Give him a little tug.
So, please, a little bit more.
Calms me right down, too.
Shut up, dude. So, if we could try to adopt that six-legged dog, that's a perfect That's a perfect dog right there.
Double shit, though. That's like a bad roll. You don't want that.
Oh, he does have two assholes. Who's going to double shit?
Oh, poor.
But American. I don't clean up the first shit anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
So the two will cancel each other.
Dude, right? I fucking hate people that don't clean up their dog shit.
This is a bad neighborhood for it.
It's everywhere.
I mean, I can't even fucking explain to you how angry it makes me. My fucking new car. I stepped in shit. Go in. I'm sitting there. I'm going,
inside the car. Why did everybody pick up their shit in here?
I just started smelling shit. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I was like, did I step in shit? And I looked down. It's just all over my fucking, my brake and my fucking pedal. And it's like, it's in the grooves of it. I'm like, there's just nothing that makes me
grab a toothbrush.
The dog that was driving that guy to fucking the hospital.
Just fucking wild.
We're going to be 18 minutes late.
Kid thrown out of Catholic school because of his mom's racy OnlyFans account. Tiffany Poindexter and her husband, Chris, have been forced to consider homeschooling their children after she said other parents' disapproval of her success on OnlyFans led to them being expelled. Okay, so she thinks that she's like, oh, they're just hating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's what she thinks it is. They're jealous of her success.
Yeah, let's see her first.
Can we see Tiffany Poindexter? Oh. She's okay.
Who's the dad that found this?
The problem is every time I get one of these stories, like I almost feel like they pay for press. To try to get more, like, this is a fucking a whatever-looking bitch. No offense to Tiffany Poindexter, but anybody paying for her fucking OnlyFans is a fucking... I mean, there's so much hotter out there. Wonder Woman. Yeah, she's... Also, like, the children's stuff in the background is just kind of weird.
Well, whoa, I guess, you know, all right, hold on.
Those titties, hell yeah.
It's not great though. The
She is after a show in Rhode Island. If you smash that, you're like, oh, dude, I fucking bang this hot chick. But that's as far as it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not very hot.
She probably sends flirty messages too. Yeah, when I fixed like lawyers' computers and shit, they were constantly dealing with like hoes exactly like her.
Mm.
And that's probably what it is. It's probably a bunch of fucking like 46-year-old white dudes who make a bunch of money, and they like when she's like signing messages back on OnlyFans with like a heart or a kiss or something like
right.
that.
Right. Would you ever let your wife do OnlyFans?
For sure. She had no interest, but yeah. I mean, if that's what she really wanted, not for the money, but if she was like, I need to express my love. Like,
I just need to be a whore.
Yeah. I'd be like, all right, it's time for you to pursue your dreams.
What about you, Rainey?
Yeah, I encouraged my wife to do it because she had joked around talking about doing foot pics on there.
Really?
Yeah, honestly, and I would be okay. If it was an asshole, I would be okay with it.
Really?
I don't care.
Wow.
I want to be able to pay my car each month.
Zach, would you let your chick do it?
I went through that shit already, buddy.
Oh, yeah, you dated a whore.
Yeah.
That's right.
No,
that was before again. OnlyFans. That was when it was like cam girls.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck that. Never again. That shit sucked.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is. You do have to remember that there's people on the other end.
Yeah,
if she's just like throwing it into a vacuum.
Yeah, nah, there's faces that are attached to that shit, and a lot of those girls like
terrifying.
At that time, would sell their phone number. Now I think they have an app.
Oh no!
Now there's an app that they do it on, but a lot of dudes pay for like girlfriend experience shit on that.
Oh man, well you can pay. Our boy Wes pays like there's like Indian call centers that you could just set up for like a couple of hours to just handle a bunch of shit for you.
You get Indians to do the OnlyFans.
Exactly, like
they're showing their assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's disgusting.
So you pay like, so you make whatever money you make, and then you pay like, you know, $3 an hour, and someone in a call center is just like, yes, thank you very much, baby.
Oh, you're so hot. Yeah. Oh, you make me my pussy so wet.
That is a very big deal.
Very nice.
My boobie's getting bigger.
A nice vapine.
So I couldn't let my girl do it. Even if she wanted to. It's not so much that I'm like, oh, that's disgusting, that's porn. I'm too jealous of a guy. Mm-hmm. You know,
I couldn't get out of my head.
I couldn't get it. Yeah, I mean, you know what? That's not true because I've gone out with some strippers and I like them and a couple porn chicks and we had a good time. But I think it was like preemptively. Like, I guess if I got with a chick who already had an OnlyFans, I could be tricked into becoming her cuck. You know, but it couldn't be after, like, if my chick now was like, I'm going to do an OnlyFans, I'd be like, no, the fuck, you're not doing an OnlyFans. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah. That sounds like a guy with a lot of money.
Yeah. Obviously.
This is like, this is like the new, like, getting your girlfriend to suck dick. Like, oh, please start an OnlyFans. I need sneakers money.
Yeah, that's the, that was the premise of that movie with Demi Moore, right? Indecent Proposal?
Yeah.
But if they made it now, she starts an OnlyFans? That's it.
Oh, I was thinking of Dope Sick Love, the old HBO documentary.
Oh, that was great.
Remember that one?
Yeah.
And the dude ended up sucking dick.
I don't remember that.
Oh, man. That's one of my all-time favorites.
Directed by M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, the dude ends up getting his dick sucked. They're like cruising to like make money to buy heroin. And the dude like calls up some old pervert. He knows, he's like, look, man, I need money. And he goes over to, and they show the old pervert. And it's like exactly what you would look like, stringy comb over, mustache. And my favorite line from it is the old dude sucking his dude's meat. And he's like talking, he's like dirty talking. He's like, you got any cum in those balls? he looks like an old Simpsons character. It's so fucking good.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
There was Basketball Diaries. That was like a scene in the movie. And I remember as a kid just being like, I was like, that didn't seem so bad. How much is he paying? You get your dick sucked and you get paid.
I feel like every group of friends had like a rumor of a weird pervert in the neighborhood that would pay like $50 if you let him listen to you take a shit.
Wasn't there Uncle Eddie in Philadelphia?
Yeah, he was in Philly. Yeah,
Uncle. There was going to be a Savitz movie about that, right?
Yeah, Uncle Eddie Savitz,
the electronics guy.
No, not Crazy Eddie.
Okay, sorry. No,
crazier Eddie.
This guy used to pay kids to like shit in pizza boxes and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Or he would pay for kids' underwear and socks.
And it was rumored like he would dress like Darth Vader and have like the young boys dress like Skywalker and use their birds as lightsabers.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I like it.
I also liked it as I was telling that Zach was breathing heavily into the microphone.
I want a purple one. Yeah.
Like, what do you do with the pizzas?
What is this one? Hold on. COVID eviction now. Fuck that story. That sucks. There's a weed drought in Jamaica right now. Get the fuck out of here. What's going on with that, Dylan? Dildo.
Apparently, just because like there's been like a bunch of rains, so it's just been fucking up Jamaica's crop, and also with like medical marijuana, like cells. But it's really just the crop has been fucked. I just put it in there because I know you always say you're gonna go to Jamaica. Hey, so I was just wanting to make sure you knew.
Everything Irie, man. You know, they legalize weed. They legalize medicinal. And you can go, they have like real deal like head shops now where you can buy good weed. Because up until the last time I went to Jamaica, or two times ago, you'd have to just buy shit. You'd meet some fucking Jamaican on the beach and he'd give you a bag of dirt. And you're like, all right, here's $60.
He cuts it off his dreadlock.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And now you can go to like, there's a place called Kaya. And it's a place, and it was fucking just really good weed. Expensive as fuck. It's probably more expensive than it is in the States for like the good shit.
Wait, if you get shit when you go down there, how did it get the reputation for being like so sick with weed?
Because you can buy like an ounce for like $60-$70. Mm-hmm. And you just get baked off. And they would sell hash and like mushrooms as well. So you buy some hash, you mix it in with the joint. It's in a weird way. I always liked smoking the weed in Jamaica. I would get up at like 7 a.m, you fucking crack a red stripe, you watch the ocean fucking waves come in, and you smoke a joint of dirt ass weed, Jamaican weed. But it's like part of the experience. Like, yeah. It was probably sprayed with some chemicals or whatever. You get a buzz, trust me. And that it's known as a weed place, but it was always shit weed. But now they actually have pretty good weed. And I am obviously off weed again. Everyone knows that. But when I go to Jamaica again, I will smoke in Jamaica. There's no way. How do you not smoke in Jamaica?
It's like going to France and not raping.
It's true. It's very true. Have you guys ever been to Jamaica?
No, I don't know if I can handle it.
What do you mean?
I got sober like 4 years ago. And I know if like all that shit was available to me, I wouldn't come back.
Oh, wow.
Guy with a whistle just pouring like liquor into your mouth.
Just pouring coke into my nose.
You're at a beach party. Jamaicans are doing that slam dance into your ass.
They're daggering. Yeah, that's my big fear about Jamaica. I don't want to get bottomed in a dagger dance.
I'll be a firm base.
I'd accidentally make my own OnlyFans.
Yeah, dude fucking moonsaulting his wiener into my mouth off of a palm tree. I don't need that.
No, that's so funny. Yeah, I love it. I want to do a big fucking trip with a bunch of friends. How cool would that be?
I would go for the drugs.
Let's go.
Actually, what I want is, I've heard that if you go off of the resorts, like a guy will pull up in like a quad, like, hey, do you want to go on an adventure? And you go off the resort, it's like a nightmare.
I'm sorry. He said resort.
I don't know. My bad. Is that the secret word?
Oh, fuck. Oh, dude, we don't do villa, resorts. Villa we go to a villa.
My bad. You know what the fuck I mean.
No,
That villa's on a fucking strip mall.
No, that villa's not on a strip mall.
No, Lewis buys people when he goes to Jamaica.
When you go, you have your own crew of slaves that have to do anything you ask for. I brought my Aunt Amory there. She never left the country in her life. She's 83 years old. I brought her there last year, and I told her, I convinced her that she had a slave. I was like, no, slavery is legal here. She's an old Italian lady. She's like, really?
Well, now I have a new reason to go.
Yeah, so she's like, she just treated them like slaves the whole time.
Okay.
She started hitting them toward the end of the trip. She got really into the role. She would ride around on a horse.
Did they stop stirring the gravy?
She's sawing one's head off. You're like, it was a joke. She's like, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
She just walks in holding a black foot. Trying to get away.
The teeth down here fit weird. You
got a black foot in the gravy.
We eat shit, but the teeth are all right. If you find the right guy.
She's showing James the dimple on the skull. That enhances servitude.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, you get your own chef, you get your own driver, you get your own groundskeeper.
Yeah. That's cool. But maybe I'm wrong, but I've heard that once you get away from like the property,
slaves? No.
You never get talking to a slave.
You got
to
make it up north and you're okay.
Yeah. Tim's trying to build an underground railroad.
It's an underground banana boat.
The underground catamaran.
Harriet Tubman.
Holy shit! Holy shit!
Well, glad the iPad's working.
Just needed to be thrown.
Wow. Those are some good jokes right there, boys. Wow.
Fuck, that was funny.
So there wasn't actually a catamaran. It was actually...
Doggy, it's the best. It is the absolute fucking best. And that's the only way to do it. And if you do it with a group, it's definitely cheaper than a resort.
Yeah.
Because you can get like an 8-person villa, like a house. And you guys split the villa. You split the food. You buy the food from the supermarket. They go to the supermarket, and then they prepare whatever you want.
Mm. Oh, your chef.
Your chef.
Ooh.
Whatever you want. It's so good. By day two, you're like, you know what, chef? Make whatever you'd like, because you're that good.
Surprise me.
Yes.
Oh, I love that feeling.
Doggy, that, because at first, the first time I went, I was like, the whole week, every meal I had planned out, I gave them a very specific list of everything. And then I was like, oh, shit. Like, they know so much better than I could possibly know. And then we just fucking let them do their thing.
There's no way they like the way that you treat them. Like, you know what, chef? Whatever you are feeling today, he's like, I got you. And he's chopping a carrot. He's like, you mother. Whatever I like, surprise you? Fuck off, dude.
Fucking bomba class.
He's planning on getting you stranded in like Haiti or something. Yeah.
No, if you leave the resort, you will be kidnapped.
Yeah, that's what I want. That's what I want.
That's a fact.
I want to escape Jurassic Park.
Luckily, my child is brown and my niece is brown, so I brought these two little worthless brown children that I could just
probably just rent one and bring it with me.
Yeah, dude. You don't. They're not stealing brown kids. If you got a blonde hair,
it's like taking
blue...
sand to the beach.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, if you got a blonde hair, blue eye baby, I mean, it's 50-50 shot you're having that baby stolen by Jamaicans.
Oh, man. What? Lighten the load a little bit.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true. Yeah, they kidnap people all the time. And in fact, Jamaica is one of the most dangerous places you could possibly take your family on vacation.
I'm just going to take ransom money. You know what I mean? Like, oh, they got one. All right, let's go do the transaction. Like, it's all part of the... Yeah. This is all part of, like, the secret
the experience.
Trip. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
Lewis would be like, wherever you want to drop them off. Yeah, just, I trust your judgment.
Doggy, you're going to get...
I'm
going
to bring a briefcase and a handcuff.
But you're dealing with Jamaicans. You just got to be like, all right, I'll give you fucking 7 years of corn. Give me my kid back. Whatever it is. I got
a donkey over my shoulders. Like, hey, where do you want this? Forty people come over with knives. They're cutting off pieces to take home. Like, yeah, where's my kids, by the way?
Yeah, we have to go collect river rocks for the Jamaican. He's not going to give us our
Jamaica
kid
sounds awesome.
Yeah, Jamaica's the shit, doggy. I'm going to go right now. Maybe I'll take my son to Jamaica this weekend. How cool would that be? What a cool dad I would be if I was like, James, I pick him up from school Friday and I'm wearing like one of those obnoxious Jamaica hats with
your hair's braided.
Hey, man, we're going on vacation.
Hey, James, guess where we're going? Miami.
Bronx?
Oh, my.
Fuck, this is a funny show.
Fuck.
Yeah. God damn it, what a good show this is today. Wow.
Yeah, you got to make his classmates jealous.
I really do. Yeah. I don't know.
You could just do that without taking him anywhere. Just to stun on the other classmates.
Yeah. Dude, he just told them how his dad got caught stealing a coffee this morning. You guys want to be jealous today? My dad stole a coffee from 7-Eleven in front of me.
Is your dad wearing a Rasta disguise to evade 7-Eleven security?
The idea of Lewis in a dread wig and a Hawaiian shirt. He's like, James Bond, we're going on a trip. Cleveland, Ohio.
We're going skiing in Vermont. And then I thought about maybe taking him skiing again this weekend. Maybe. But I kind of want to be in the warm weather. I've been skiing enough at this point.
You're a full wasp.
Hell yeah.
You're addicted to skiing.
Dude, fucking, I love it. I went twice. I've been twice so far.
That's so exciting.
It's a fucking dopest. Have you guys snowboarded?
No, I would love to.
Man, that would be awesome.
I bet Dylan fucking snowboards to work every day. Fucking Dylan. Fucking snowboarding asshole. Just hopping down the street.
Doing like that army man walk.
Yeah.
Without taking his feet
up. Yeah, dude. That would actually be awesome. A completely green snowboard and you dress like an army man and paint your face green. Fuck, that would be cool, dude.
Going down with a rifle.
I'm the guy with the radio.
Yeah. Get your gun like this.
I got like binoculars from like calling something the whole time.
Fuck, yeah,
that'd
dude.
Be cool. That'd be neat.
Snowboarding would be fun. I feel like I could probably snowboard. Can you pull up some tips on snowboarding, Shannon? Because I think I'm going to try.
Dude, I was pissed when you said that.
What'd you say?
I was pissed when you asked for tips on snowboarding.
I would love some tips on snowboarding. Well, I looked up tips on skiing. The night before we went skiing, me and my chick looked up tips. And it was just this like Icelandic dude who was just like, he broke down so many different things. And we became terrified. We're like, this is going to be a horrifying experience. Mm. And it's way easier than... It's weird because it's easier than people will let on, but it's harder than your first impression. So at first you're like, okay, I got this. This is cool. And you're like, this is not anywhere near as hard. And then you try to level up and do things that are more advanced and you realize how dangerous it is. But my son went skiing. I mean, dude.
Well, you posted a video. He's a natural.
Well, that was the little bunny hill. When I took him down the green hill, dude, he went like 8 feet. Fell and then his body just slipped like 25 feet and
back
just
to base camp.
Dude, his fucking skis flew off his body. The poles, he's just rolling, and I was like, "Oh, he's dead! He's dead!" And I'm trying to not make him feel bad or be scared, so I'm like, "Oh, Bubba, that's fun, right?"
Dude, that's like how you walk in the door. Skis fucking flying everywhere,
just tearing up a child support check.
Oh shit!
Yeah, I went skiing when I was in like 8th grade. I was pretty good at it. It's pretty natural. Skiing, yeah. You don't have to do anything. You get what I think it's like. You get what you put into it.
Yeah.
Like you see people, they show up, they go up on the carousel, they get to the top, and then they just stand still and point toward the bottom of the hill.
Well, that's psychotic. The entire day. That's crazy.
That's like people that are terrified of like bending their knees.
Well, no, those people. If you just go straight down the hill, you're going to hit a top speed of 300 miles per hour, and you are going to murder somebody with your body. You have to.
What's it? Pizza?
You well, pizza and then French fries. That's like the thing you teach little kids. But you got to go side to side. You got to fucking
slalom. You got to ski through. You got to watch out for the Yeti.
It's true. Well, there's a movie. My son's mother, we were on the ski lift and she told me she saw a movie.
Christmas Vacation?
No.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
She saw a movie. I guess it was a movie about like people that get caught at a ski resort. They get left at a ski resort. See if you can find this movie.
There's a movie with
Frozen, I think it's called.
Yeah, they get stuck on the ski lift.
On the ski lift, yeah. And they don't know they're up there. So they're like freezing to death on a mountain and they can't get down. And the one guy jumps down, I guess, and gets eaten by wolves.
I
didn't
even see this.
Which is hilarious.
Does he break his legs and he's laying there and then the wolves come? Or
maybe.
Like
I didn't see it. She told me about this. But I made me think, I was like, what would you rather? Would you rather freeze to death or be eaten alive by wolves?
Oh, man.
Or pit bulls in North Philly. You freeze to death on top of a Honda Civic, a black guy's Honda Civic. You freeze to death, or you get eaten by
leaking from the skiing attack.
Wolves getting ran by a snowmobile.
Yeah,
yo, get awful.
This is the North Philly version of the movie Frozen.
Very North Philly. Yeah.
I have a trailer.
Let's see it.
This is actually a different movie trailer playing as an ad. Thanks, Shannon.
You know it's a shitty movie when they have 9 production companies that had to come together?
All you have to do is go over there and you say, like...
I said that I could pay for all 3 lift tickets, and then I left my credit card at the gas station.
Right.
Totally on money.
Just not enough for all three.
Go ahead, you dumb bitch.
30 million skiers and snowboarders in the U.S.
Last run, gotta make
it. Over 5,000 chairlifts in operation. Uh-oh.
This movie is probably big with chairlift guys. They got it all wrong. First of all, I stand facing away from the chairs.
This is bullshit.
Who made this? How'd this get greenlit?
Doggy. Ugh. Doggy. Terrified. What we'll do for skiing what Jaws did for.
All right, dude.
Literally like the greatest movie ever made. But not at all whatsoever.
And they're not open again till Friday.
She gives a schedule. This is Labor Day weekend.
Oh my god.
I don't want to die of it. Help!
I mean, I definitely want to watch it.
I want to watch it right now. You want to do gay stuff? This looks awesome. It reminds me of oh no.
Yeah.
Dude, she got her period. Saw that.
When you're stuck in a ski lift, no one can hear you yell the N-word.
Dude, fucking.
You just lick your hand to grab your friend's dick.
That's a joke. Totally, that's a joke, dude. I got my tongue stuck to his feet. That's a joke, dude. This is a joke.
You're pulling Flick's head away.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's so funny. There was that other movie was kind of like that where they got stuck in
they jumped off the boat and they couldn't get back on.
No, I'm thinking of the one. It's another one in the water though. They like maybe it's 40 meters down or something, and they're in
40 meters below.
Yeah, and I went diving with sharks right after I saw this movie. So you're in a shark cage, and then the thing broke. There's some fucking dumb Jamaicans that are on a boat, and they're like, "Oh, hey, man, it broke."
We'll do for shark diving what, you know, Frozen did for chairlifts.
Dude, and then the thing gets dropped.
Frozen. No, the other one.
Dude, it went to the bottom of the thing, and then they can't get out because fucking, you know, the sharks will fucking eat them. It's like shark-infested waters, but it's essentially the same exact.
Eventually, you got to swim past the sharks or something like that. That's the setup. That's always exciting.
Or you can't go up too fast because you'll get
the bends.
The bends.
Yeah, you get burpy, I think. I think it's just gas.
You just get a little gas.
I think you just get a little gas.
I think your brain leaks out of your eyes.
You get severe cramps, I think.
Yeah, you cramp.
But no, but like, I think it really fucks you up.
No, I think the bends actually will fucking
It'll really fuck you up.
Kill you.
Yeah,
well, you'll die. You'll pass out and drown.
Probably not me, dude. Probably just keep my core tight on the way up. Fine. I can see how it would kill other people, but I'm surviving Ben. Sorry.
I mean, I totally think I would. I'm like, there's no chance I'm getting killed by going up too fast. This is the dumb. It's not real. Please stop telling me about the fucking bend, you moron.
Dude, the first guy that died from the bend is probably like, did I go the wrong way? Why is it worse up?
Lewis gets to the top. He looks like a blue lollipop.
There's no way. You know, do we know what happens with the bends, Shannon?
Yeah, here you go.
The most common signs and symptoms of the bends include joint pains, fatigue, low back pain, paralysis, or numbness of the legs, weakness or numbness in the arms. Other associated signs include dizziness, confusion, vomiting, ringing of the ears.
So you become a fat lady?
And loss of consciousness. Your ankles get sore. Well, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's decompression sickness. Decompression sickness.
Wow. So you got a hangover, basically.
Yeah, it's not that bad, dude. Just have a beer. This is good.
Slamming some Steve Weiser's on the way to the surface. Hell yeah.
Drink a beer, you're good. Go about your day like normal.
Hair with a shark.
Fuck. This has been fun. It's been a fun show.
We turned it around.
We'll do the on the next one, because I think I'm going to go snowboarding soon as well. I'm going to try it. So we'll do some snowboarding tips on the next one, Shannon. What? What are you doing that for?
I'm just saying, okay, I was looking to see who the guests are on Friday in case you asked me.
Who are they?
Dab Meat.
It's Shane Torres and Dan Soder.
I love Torres and I love Dan Soder. What a fucking great show. Shannon, finally, you're doing a good job booking good guests. Once in a while, I walk in here, I'm like, what is this?
Can't have
this. It's a fucking Anthony Cumia open mic. Get the fuck out of here.
Just bring a little variety.
Yeah. A little diversity by all white supremacist Nazis. Okay, so look, we're done. This has been a fucking great show. Thank you so much, Tim Butterly, Mike Rainey. You guys are the shit. I really love you guys. Every time you guys come in, you kill it. Please go download Dad Meat and leave them a little 5-star rating and positive review on iTunes and all that stuff, because that really does help. And these guys are two of the funniest guests that we get on the show. Beyond that, we'll be back on Friday with the man, Dan Soder and Shane Torres. Beyond that, thank you. Good night.
Thank you, man.
That's all, folks.